Like a weird trombone and an old ham bone is suddenly thrown. You are all alone with a great unknown in the haunted house. There's only one good spirit, it's a spirit in the bottle. With shaking hands you pull the cork and pour some down your throat. There's a bank of chains and a smell of drains and a gory stain where the duke was slain. And you've got your blains and varicose pains in the haunted house. The old oak beam hangs a corpse, you seem to feel a wet stream with a sinister gleam, and you wake with a scream from a horrible dream of a haunted house. When a cavalier with a dreadful leer tries to disappear through the chiffonier, and you cling with fear to the chandelier, it's a haunted house. The air is full of clammy claws that clutch you by the collar, so gargle night and morning just in case you have to holler. There are lights and sights and awful frights in flesh pins tights, but at dead of night comes a woman in white, so you're quite all right in the haunted house. When the old church clock strikes 12, there's a knock with a sudden shock. You remember the lock on the door, there's a clock, oh, why do you mock at the haunted house? It's as black as pitch, and your eyeballs twitch in the darkest niche. It's a dirty witch, and the lighting switch is out of reach in the haunted house. When the slavey spills the gravy, why is she so pallid? Something closed her in the pantry when she fed the salad.
I'm filled with dread, yes, I'm nearly dead. I saw a head underneath my bed. Come out if you can, I can do with a man
in the haunted house.
Come on, Morphers.
Oh, what do you want now?
Get up out there. We going to a dance.
Oh, let me rest here, will you?
Boy, you was born lazy and been losing ground ever since.
Yeah, well, it take me more time to get rested than you, because I sleep awful slow, oh, so slow.
Well, get them clothes on and come on here.
Yeah, I'm coming.
Boy, this dance we going to is hot. What I mean?
Yeah, well, dancing may be this and that and help you take off lots of fat, but I's no friend of dancing when it's hot.
Well, if you is a dancing fool, love to dance but can't keep cool,
that's me.
Bear in mind the idea that I got.
Oh, you mean when
it gets too hot for comfort and you can't eat ice cream cone, ain't no sin to take off your skin and dance around in your bone. When the lazy syncopation of the music softly moans, ain't no sin to take off your skin and dance around in your bones. The polar bears ain't green up in Greenland, they got the right idea. They think it's great to refrigerate while we all make down here. Just be like them bamboo babies in the South Sea tropic zone. Ain't no sin to take off your skin and dance around in your bones.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What's going on here? What you doing there?
Wash me, brother. Wash me.
Yeah, I'm washing.
Follow my footsteps and I'll show you dancing. What is dancing?
Yeah, that's dancing, huh? You act like your pants was too tight for you, that's all.
Two steps forward and six steps back. You see it?
Yeah, two steps forward and six back. Sure, that ain't new. The plumbers have been doing that for years and years.
Stay with me. Watch this next one here. Here comes Deacon Jones. Hear what he got to say about it now.
Yeah, come right in, Deacon. Come right in.
When we gather by the river, listen to your Deacon Jones. Ain't no sin to take off your skin and dance around in your bones. And when your oil goes in that water, let me hear your sinful groan. Cause it ain't no sin to take off your skin and dance around in your bones. Do what I say right away, wicked sinners, cause this is the judgment day. Come and believe in the river with me and we'll wash your sins away. Throw away them gin and razors, also them gambling stones. Cause it ain't no sin to take off your skin and dance around in your bones.
Well, what the hell's going on here? What's this emergency broadcast system? Mr. Newman Garden, what's going on here? I hear voices. Spooks and goblins. Well, hello. That's the old codger here. For 1 hour. Mr. Newman Garden, come fix this thing. What's going on here? Hey, Mr. Newman Garden, is he listening? Turn this thing off, ruining my show. Before I kick it. Quite a problem we have here. Come down here to do a 1 hour radio show and what happens? Emergency broadcast system comes on. Let me see if I can punch this thing out. Just a second. Hey, you stop it. Stop it, I say. Stop it. You heard me? Stop it! Hey, you! There we go. That's much better. Couldn't stand that music. Well, hello. We're doing a program here at Old Codger. Comes down every so often. You know, Mr. Newman Garden offered me a regular slot. He did. But, I turned it down. He won't let me smoke cigars in the studio here. And you know what else is wrong with this radio station, WFMU? Aside, I know what you're thinking, what's wrong with it. The music they play. They don't play enough 78 RPM records. Not only that, they refuse. I spoke to the chief engineer here, Mr. Andriana. He refuses to install Victrolas in the studio. So I have to bring down my own. It's terrible, terrible. Anyway, we're going to do a Halloween show here. The Codger's Witching Hour. From 3 to 4 o'clock to celebrate the glorious holiday of Halloween. I'll be talking a little later about how we used to celebrate it in the old days. The good old days. Not the horrible old days. It wasn't so good. We had a lot of pain and suffering back then. Don't let old people tell you the good old days were good. They stunk very often. Literally, quite literally, in fact, yes, sir. Horrible odors back then. Anyway, we started the program with Ray Noble and his orchestra with The Haunted House. All of these from 78 RPM records. And then, Tain't No Sin to Take Off Your Skin and Dance Around in Your Bones by Cotton and Morpheus. Great team. Right now, we have Harry Reaser and the Radio All-Stars with Mysterious Moles, continuing on here with the program moving along on the Codger's Halloween Witching Hour Special, WFMU.
A man of mystery that's roaming through the land. Far and near you hear of him, he's found on every hand.
Every city, town, and village knows of him by now. There's a way to recognize him, let me tell you how. Now if your path at midnight dark by a graveyard goes and someone whistles, why that's Mysterious Bose. Or on some dark and stormy night while the tempest blows, if someone whistles, that's Mysterious Mose. He sees all, knows all, he gets in everywhere. Now some night, he might wait for you upon the stairs. So when you're going down the cellar, walk upon your toes. And if someone whistles, that's Mysterious Mose. By the peep, peep, peep of a flute from down below. If someone whistles, why that's Mysterious Mose. Now if at dawn of an early morn a trumpet softly blows, if someone whistles, that's Mysterious Mose. He sees all, knows all, perhaps a clarinet or a bass horn or anything that he can get. He plays on every instrument, but there's just one tune he knows. When someone whistles, that's Mysterious Mole. We'll be right back.
the boogeyman, the terrible, horrible boogeyman. I come in the middle of the night and frighten bad little girls like you. Beware, better have a care. I'm going to follow you everywhere. I crawl through the ceiling and the wall and call on bad little girls like you. I'll torture you and haunt you. I've got you where I want you, a victim of my dark and dirty plot. And at the slightest whim, I'll tear you limb from limb. In other words, I'll put you on the spot. Ooh, I'm the boogeyman, the terrible, horrible boogeyman. I come in the middle of the night and frighten bad little girls like you.
We're celebrating Halloween here at the Old Codger, listening to some scary 78 RPM records. That was the Raymond Scott Quintet. New Year's Eve in a haunted house. Real confusing with the holidays there. But nevertheless, quite a frightening performance. Let's see, we heard from, what else did I play? My mind is going. Well, let's see. The Boogeyman, that's right, we heard the Boogeyman. Todd Rollins with Chick Bullock. Going the Boogeyman, all 78 on Brunswick. And Harry Reeser radio all stars with mysterious moles. And also Hell's Bells. That's right, Art Castle. And his Castles in the Air Orchestra. Doing Hell's Bells. Some scary Halloween music for you young people listening to the radio station. Anybody my age is dead by now. Yes. Anyway, we're celebrating Halloween, the Art Castle's witching hour. Here on WFMU 91.1 in East Orange. Now, Halloween, of course, is very different. When I was young, many, many years ago, we used to celebrate Halloween quite differently. First of all, you go around knocking on people's doors, asking, it's called trick-or-treating. Back then, we didn't get candy bars and cookies and sweets and things like that. You know, nowadays you get caramel, you know, you pull your fillings out. You get given a chocolate to the kids, gives them a worst case of blemishes. That ruins their complexion, you know. No, back in the old days, we didn't get candy when we went door to door. People gave us, we went trick-or-treating, they gave us treats of substance. Yes, such as they'd give us meat. That's right, raw meat. Sides of beef. Yes, none of this cheap stuff. They'd give us the quality cuts. They'd knock on the door in a costume, and we'd scare the people. They'd give us some meat. That's right, they'd have it for all the kids. We'd go around trick-or-treating with the pickup truck, or, you know, before that, the horse and buggy. And we needed it to carry all the swag. Yeah, all the swag we'd collect when we went out trick-or-treating, yes. Sometimes, you know, back in those days, you go around collecting raw meat at all the places you trick-or-treating. They didn't have refrigeration back then. So we'd get a big block of ice in the back of the pickup to keep the meat fresh. Oh, they didn't have meat, they'd give you a dozen eggs. You know, the fresh vegetables, sure. Celery, head of lettuce. Some of the people that did pumpkin pies they'd give you. You know, every kid who knocked on the door trick-or-treating would get a fresh-baked pumpkin pie or an apple cobbler, shortcake, mince tarts, maybe a leg of lamb. I remember one. What was his name? Oh, Magnificent Family. Sternweiss. Mr. and Mrs. Sternweiss would give everybody who came not just a leg of lamb, they'd give them the whole lamb, the whole animal. A freshly slaughtered lamb. They'd give to all the kids a trick-or-treating. Maybe another year they'd give them a fresh-killed chicken. Oh, we'd be dragging these carcasses down the front walk, heaving them into the back of the truck, waving goodbye and driving off to the next house. All of this was done, of course, in costume. Sometimes they'd cook you up a hot dog. Give you the hot dog. You go home with a sack full of wieners. You put the ween back in Halloween. That's what I say. They have nothing like that today. That's because tradition is dead. Well, I'm here to revive not just the great traditions, but of course the great music of those days. Nothing, no CDs, no cassette, no vinyl records, no long players. We have the old 78 RPM records right here. So, here we have Louis Prima. Louis Prima with Pee Wee Russell. And a great favorite of mine, Mr. Ghost, goes to town on the Old Codger's Witching Hour on WFMU.
Somebody coming up on his toes. Oh, look, there he goes. Mr. Ghost is going to town. He takes his cane, his gloves, and his hat. And like a cat, he hurries down the alley. The moon is bright, and this is the night Oh, that Mr. Ghost is going to town. Cause he's got a date to do a little stepping. He'll shake his bones to hot saxophone. Cause Mr. Ghost is going to town.
I wonder what's the matter with me anyway. Why, it's all goose-legged. Yes, there comes again, there comes again. Oh, that's my finish. Oh, don't you hear that crazy funky tune played by the ghost of the banjo spoon? At first call and the crazy whimper will hear the tune and the moon go behind the hill. The frog croak and the dog begin to howl. Three toes curse and the hoot goes to howl. Who flies up and all the gloom, 'cause they know it's the ghost of the damn
curse his spell on you. Because of mine. Stop the thing, boom. What's up? I lied. Yeah, I can't stand it. Woo! No running around. I can't stand. No putting me down. I put the spell on you.
In the midnight fling, the merrymaking was in full swing. They shrieked themselves into a cheerful trance when the skeleton in the closet started to dance. A goblin giggled with fiendish glee. A shout rang out from the big banshee. Amazement was in every ghostly glance when the skeleton in the closet started to dance. All the witches were in stitches while the steps made rhythmic thumps. And they nearly dropped the broomsticks when he tried to do the bumps. You never heard such unearthly laughter or such hilarious groans when the skeleton in the closet rattled his bones. Oh, yeah.
Well, listeners, the old 78th of Halloween, and the Codger's Witching Hour, here till 4 o'clock, WFMU. That was Nat Gonella, which is Georgians and Skeleton in the Closet. Great recording from 1937. Now, let's see, we played, not keeping Mrs. notes here. Screaming Jay Hawkins was put a spell on you, and Eunice called me. Hello, Eunice. Eunice, you don't show up for the poker games. What is she afraid of? A little bit of strip poker. The old codger, of course, you know, the old codger. Who is me? Courtney Edison is my name, and I go in for old younger women, 45 and 50. Yeah, those younger women to give me a run. That's over. Hello, Eunice. Glad you're listening. She points out that the Screaming Jay never made the 78 RPM record because it was recorded in 1956. Eunice, there was, you know this, old friend of mine, Eunice, they was making 78 up until 1962. And then the world went to hell. Closed down all the 78 pressing plants. Well, Screaming Jay, we heard from, put a spell on your 78. About Columbia 78. And The Ghost of the Banjo Coon by Arthur Collins. And Louis Prima with Pee Wee Russell. Mr. Ghost Goes to Town. Yes. We're remembering, of course, the old days back when Halloween meant something. Whatever happened to all the great traditions of Halloween? Whatever happened to, like, poisoned apples? Whatever happened? Nobody poisons apples anymore. Why, in the old days, after one of the fun parts of Halloween, going out and seeing who'd try to poison you. Yeah, well, you know you had to take a chance. Live dangerously. So what if it was poisoned? What good is life without a little risk? Well, the old codger's going to recall some more about Halloween, the good old days, and play some of the good old Halloween-type music. Like this one. What a great one. Great one.
There's a new sound, the newest sound around, the strangest sound that you have ever heard. Not like a wild boar or a jungle lion's roar. It isn't like the cry of any bird. But there's a new sound, it's deep down in the ground, and everyone who listens to it squirms. Because this new sound, so deep down in the ground, is the sound that's made by worms. There's a new sound, the newest sound around, the strangest sound that you have ever heard. That like a wild boar or a jungle lion's roar, it isn't like the cry of any bird. But there's a new sound, it's deep down in the ground, and everyone who listens to it squirms. Because it's new sound, so deep down in the ground is the sound that's made by worms. There's a new sound around, the strangest sound that you have ever heard. Not like a wild boar or a jungle lion's roar, it isn't like the cry of any bird. But there's a new sound, it's deep down in the ground, and everyone who listens to it squirms. Because it's new sound, so deep down in the ground is the sound that's made by worms. There's a new sound, the newest sound around, the strangest sound that you have ever heard. That like a wild boar or a jungle lion's roar, it isn't like the cry of any bird. But there's a new sound, it's deep down in the ground, and everyone who listens to it squirms. Because it's new sound, so deep down in the ground is the sound that's made by worms. There's a new sound, the newest sound around, the strangest sound that you have ever heard. That like a wild boar or a jungle lion's roar, it isn't like the cry of any bird. But there's a new sound, it's deep under the ground, and everyone who listens to it squirms, because it's new, new sound. So deep down in the ground is the sound that's made by worms.
In the Tower of London,
largest life,
the ghost of Anne Boleyn walks, I declare.
He declares.
For Anne Boleyn was once King Henry's wife.
King Henry's wife.
Until he made the headsman Bob her heir.
Bob her heir.
Ah, yes, he did her wrong long years ago.
Long years ago.
And she comes up at night to tell him so.
So, so, so.
With her head.
Head.
Tucked.
Tucked.
Underneath her arm she walks the bloody tower. With her head.
Head.
Tucked.
Tucked
underneath her arm at the midnight hour. She comes to haunt King Henry, she means giving him what for.
What for?
Gadzook, she's going to tell him off for having spilt her gore.
Her gore.
And just in case the headsman wants to give her an encore, she has her head tucked underneath her arm. Sometimes gay King Henry gives a spread.
Gives a spread.
For all his pals and gals, a ghostly crew.
A ghostly crew.
The headsman carves the joint and cuts the bread.
And cuts the bread.
Then in comes Anne Boleyn to queer the do.
To queer the do.
She holds her head up with a wild war whoop. And Henry says, don't drop it in the soup.
The soup, the soup, the soup.
With her head,
the head.
Tucked.
Tucked.
Underneath her arm she walks the bloody tower. With her head,
the head.
Tucked.
Tucked.
Underneath her arm at the midnight hour. The sentries think that it's a football that she carries in. And when they've had a few, they shout, his army going to win. They think that it's Red Grange instead of poor old Anne Boleyn. With their head tucked underneath their arm. Along the drafty corridors for miles and miles she goes.
She goes.
She often catches cold, poor thing, it's cold there when it blows.
It blows.
And it's awfully awkward for the Queen to have to blow her nose. With her head tucked underneath her arm. With her head tucked underneath her arm.
Well, as I was saying, well, that was Rudy Valley with his Connecticut Yankees with her head tucked underneath her arm. And the sound of worms, Mr. Tony Borello. Anyway, as I was saying about the great American tradition of poisoned apples on Halloween, as I was saying, what is life without a little risk? Nowadays, it seems, everything's got to meet federal safety standards, even Halloween. Well, you know, the kids nowadays are asleep. Gotta wake them up. Yeah. Someone nowadays tries to do something, puts a little rat poison in the candy, and some public nuisance, so from the municipality, goes running to the town council and to the newspapers, whining on about how we must protect our innocent young from these mentally unbalanced predators. Well, these people are not predatory, let me tell you. They're just trying to give today's young people a challenge. Wake them up. Yeah, nowadays, these kids are, they're in a stupor. That's what they are. And in fact, most of these kids, you know, you feed them strychnine or
Drano, you probably wouldn't notice any difference in their behavior. Well, I say, my advice from the old codger here, here in the codger's witching hour. This Halloween, use your imagination in what you give to kids. You should think up new recipes for fun food. My friend, Betty, well, she made these chocolate-covered Miracle Whip clusters. They're very good, very delicious. Try maybe a fresh apple coated with chicken fat. Or a dumpling stuffed with pillow feathers. Yeah, the kids love this sort of thing. They really, kids will appreciate it if you give them something different. Hey, give them a Mars bar. They can get a Mars bar. Hershey's Kisses from anybody. Give them something new, something unusual, something unique, something only you would be giving these kids. That's the old codger here, WFMU. And we're spinning some glorious 78 RPM records here on the Codgers Witching Hour on 91.1 in East Orange. Well, here is a great one. This was 1943. The Five Jones Boys, Mr. Ghost is coming to town.
Who's there? Who's there? Up there on the stairs, beware, beware, I hear somebody coming, a boy, his toes, oh look there he goes, my Mr. Ghost is going to town. He takes his cane, his gloves and his hat, and like a cat, he hurries down the alley, the moon is bright, and this is the night when Mr. Ghost is going to town. And he can't be late. He's got a date to do a little stepping. He'll shake his bone to hot saxophone. Cause little the ghost is going to town.
Had to open that door. I just climb right through the wall, and I want you one and all to stand aside and let me have the floor. Take a look, I'm not such a stranger. Here's the face you cookies all ought to know. You can tell me I'm not wanted, but the joint will still be haunted, 'cause I'm the ghost of Smokey Joe. Remember when I kicked the bucket in my mansion up on Stryver's Row? When they came and took me off in a $1 billion coffin, 'cause I'm the ghost of Smokey Joe. Tell me, do you remember Minnie?
Yeah, we remember Minnie.
That frail I never found. You never recognize your Minnie. You mean to say that Minnie quit kicking the gong around? I've got a date on my estate down in Hades. Call my chariot so I can go. And should the boot you're walking, just tell her you've been talking to the ghost of Smokey Joe. Yes, I remember Minnie, she's that frill I never found. You mean to say that Minnie quit kicking the gong around? I've got a date on my stake down in Haiti. Oh, but get it so I can go. And ship the boat you're walking, just tell her you've been talking to the ghost of Smokey.
Here's a story about Minnie the Moocher. She was a red-hot hoochie-coocher. She was the roughest, toughest rail. But Minnie had a heart as big as a hay whale. Howdy, howdy, ho.
Howdy, howdy, ho.
Howdy, howdy, ho.
Howdy, howdy, ho.
Howdy,
howdy, ho.
Loved him though he was cocky. He took her down to Chinatown. He showed her how to kick the gong around.
Showed her how to kick the gong around.
Gave her things that she was needing.
He gave her a home built of gold and steel, a diamond car with a platinum wheel.
Whitey, woody, way.
Whitey, woody, way.
Oh, baby.
Oh, baby.
Wanna be with you.
Wanna be with you.
Howdy, ho. Was a dozen courses. She had $1 million worth of nickels and dimes, and she sat around and counted them all a million times. Howdy, howdy.
Howdy, howdy.
Oh, many.
Oh, many.
Howdy, way.
Howdy, way.
Oh, oh.
Wow, now.
I've just found out something new, something I'll impart to you, something you won't think is true. Listen to me, will you? Once there lived an old man in a log hut. And it seems that someone said he died.
Kick the bucket, kick the bucket.
I found out it's just an outer rumor. Someone pulled a bloomer. Fact is, someone lied. Now Mose ain't dead.
No, no.
That's what I said.
No, no.
Mose ain't dead.
No, no.
Mose, baby, out for sure ain't dead. Mose ain't dead.
No, no.
I said.
No, no.
Mose ain't dead.
No, no.
Mose, baby, out for sure ain't not moving. That's no reason for the thing they say.
Kick the bucket, kick the bucket.
Old man Moses heading for the city. And I should do pity them that says he's dead. Now Moses ain't dead.
No, no.
Moses ain't dead.
No, no.
Moses ain't dead.
No, no.
Moses, baby, out for the shoe ain't dead. Moses ain't dead.
No, no.
That's what I said.
No, no.
Moses ain't dead.
No, no.
Moses, maybe out for the shoe ain't dead. That's the reason why I cry that old man Mose ain't dead. Now Mose ain't dead.
No, no.
That's what I said.
No, no.
Mose ain't dead.
No, no.
Mose, maybe I'm pretty sure ain't dead. Mose ain't dead.
No, no.
I said.
No, no.
Mose ain't dead.
No, no.
Mose, maybe I'm pretty sure ain't dead.
Mr. Newman Garden, David Newman Garden, the music director here at WFMU, is trying to tell me that he shows me this compact disc. Ugh, horrible. I would never touch one of those things. But he tells me that some of these recordings are available on the compact disc called Halloween Stomp on the Stash label. Well, I said to Mr. Neumann, I said, nobody has a compact disc player. Who has these machines? I don't. None of my friends do. I would never buy one. And I frankly don't think the format will ever be very popular. He's trying to tell me you can go out and buy these on compact disc at Halloween Stomp. I will tell you that information. But I doubt there are many of you, if any of you, have compact disc player in your home. But you all have Victrolas. So you should go out and buy the original 78s if you can find them. Takes a little bit of digging, of course. We just listen to Old Man Moe's Ain't Dead from the Nat Cole Trio. And we heard some recordings from the great Cab Calloway, Minnie the Moocher, and the Ghost of Smokey Joe from Cab Calloway. And from the Five Jones Boys, Mr. Ghost is coming to town. Well, I just wanted to say happy Halloween to all of you out there from the old codger. Here in the codger's witching hour, Mr. Bob something or other will be up next doing a radio show. And I'd just like to tell all the kids out there in my neighborhood, you're listening to come to the codger's house on Halloween. You'll wear your costume, knock on the door, because everybody who comes to my house, right there, that's right down there, Springdale Avenue, not far from the radio station, I'll be giving away 78 RPM records. That's right, to all the kids who come trick-or-treating. I have duplicate copies of, my favorite Louis Jordan, Fats Waller, Ukulele Ike, Julia Lee and her boyfriends, got a few extras of those. Kids always love this sort of thing. Yeah, these kids nowadays, I know, they're hungry. They're hungry for their musical heritage. So, they come to my house, I give them 78s for trick-or-treat. And they can take them home, and they can dig the Victrola out of their parents' attic or the basement, give it a little tune-up, a little lubrication, and the kids can spin these remarkable discs and have hours of fun.